Welcome to Polka Dotsie's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley.
I'm chatting with Luke Burles today. He is the owner of Ultimate U Health and Fitness, and he has always been involved in some sort of sport. It wasn't until about 4 years ago that he realized when he was resting a beer on his belly that he needed to make some changes with his health and lifestyle. Since then, he has implemented an 80-20 equals 100% principle in his day-to-day life and lifestyle. He's lost 20 kilograms and kept it off for 2 years. He's built 7 kilos of lean muscle, and most importantly, he's helped his local community to do the same with his boot camp sessions and healthy eating masterclass seminars. Now, the reason I'm really interested in chatting to Luke today is that he seems to make fitness and health really accessible and really fun and approachable for virtually everybody. So thank you so much for coming on the show, Luke. Tell me a little bit about Ultimate U and how that got started and your awesome story.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks heaps for the chance to pretty much get my message and my mission across. So pretty much started, as you were saying, like a couple of years ago, I was sitting back one time and literally resting a beer can on my belly, and I was just thinking, okay, this isn't right. Like, I was into MMA training and surfing and so much fitness and stuff like that. But back then, in the mentality, because I was like early 20s and late teens sort of thing, is after you go training, everyone hits Subway or Pizza Hut and go smash the carbs and stuff like that. Don't worry about the morning. The morning's another day. So, yeah, then I started seeing my belt disappear. My belly was starting to go over it. And then that was pretty much when I realized that everyone else that I knew was in the same situation and just thinking life was fine. And we were virtually destroying ourselves. And then later on, that's when I there was pretty much a thought in the back of my head all the time to help the broader people and help educate in the way of like the 80-20 and equals 100% policy, and that's, you know, the principles. And that's when I decided to make Ultimate U Health and Fitness.
Fantastic. So there are health implications that we do find as we, you know, we get into our later 20s, as we approach our early 30s, and we do find systems and our bodies start to slow down, and what was once easy and achievable for us when we were younger, you know, we can't do it quite so much. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you were feeling and what actually made you change your mind and change your approach to how you were eating and how you were moving for yourself?
Yeah. Certainly, yeah. It was pretty much like my mid-20s. Like, I'm 35 now, and yeah, it's my mid-20s that everything started catching up again. So I couldn't drink as much because back then I was thinking I was invincible, wake up next morning and I could do whatever I wanted to do. There was no such thing as a hangover for me then. So yeah, then everything catches up, all those burgers and pizzas and stuff that we ate, so it started catching up. But I started feeling real sluggish, and it really impacted a lot of my sport and a lot of my fitness and stuff like that. Even to the point of like mood changes that I experienced myself. I was starting to get real, crabby at people, having like carb cravings all the time, and pretty much like having nanny naps all the time. I was like 23, 24, and I was just like, nah, this isn't good. And that's pretty much when I was told about, or I heard through the grapevines about metabolism, and metabolism slows down when you get older. And I thought, nah, I'm fine. I can still smash out a couple of burgers and go train for a couple of hours, and I'm fine, sort of thing. But yeah, now in the 30s, it really catches up. And that's where Ultimate U Health and Fitness, we're trying to educate people to help educate everyone else, especially kids, about the importance and the importance of nutrition. That's where the 80% for nutrition comes into it.
Okay, that's really cool. I think the thing that I really found interesting about Ultimate U was that you do community fitness classes, so group fitness classes. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And do you find that people are more likely to stick along if they've got their friends and they're making new friends and it's a social experience for them?
Oh yeah, that's pretty much our biggest one. Like we're trying to build the community up to be a healthier and active lifestyle sort of thing. But if you get the one or two people coming in and then they come in on their own, that they get a bit lost in the system sort of thing. But when I get them to bring their friends or they start communicating with other people, then they realize that they're not lost. There are other people in this very similar situation that they are or that they've been in for years and stuff like that. So yeah, it's building a fitness community within the community pretty much.
Well, I think that's a really beautiful thing. And I mean, you're right. As we do get a little bit older and we get settled into our careers and we get settled into our jobs, it's really easy to become sedentary. It's really easy to pick up the takeaway on the way home from work. And, that's okay as a sometimes food, right? But, you know, we can't continually eat quote unquote junk food and stay healthy, for want of a better description. So.
That's one thing that is a bit unfortunate these days, is especially here in Burpengary in Queensland, is they've just opened up KFC. I think it was this year. So now we've got the big four. We've got McDonald's, Hungry Jack's, KFC, Domino's, and a couple other little ones like that. But it's all on the same street.
Yeah.
And so people don't really have a visual option to go healthy.
Yeah. So, I mean, here at Polkadotsy, we've got the philosophy of eat, move, and think because you love yourself. And I am a big fan of moderation when it comes to fitness, I mean, and nutrition. And I think it's really, really difficult to have a moderated approach when you're constantly bombarded with these messages of, well, fast food everywhere, the convenience eating, and the sedentary lifestyles that we're promoted like via our office jobs and stuff as well. So if we spend our days not moving and then we drive home, we pick up the pizza and the McDonald's and the KFC and then we spend our nights not moving, then it's really hard to have a healthy and body positive lifestyle. So tell me a little bit more about what it would look like if you were changing the world.
Pretty much. I've come up with a couple of ideas, and if I had the money or the backing to do it, I'd make a drive-in salad range sort of thing. So taking away from deep fried and processed and do stuff like that, and actually have a drive-in where you can actually order, say, seven different types of salad sort of thing, and actually have pretty much like a McDonald's version of a salad sort of thing. So do that and pretty much using the takeaway method, but on a healthier scale. So then you can still have that quick and easy meal and stuff like that, and not regret it, but also re-educating the world. So I'd love it that pretty much get rid of processed food altogether. Like, it's not good for us at all.
And I mean, I think that's a really... that's a big thing. Like, if we make food easy and if we make food accessible, then it's not something that we have to think about. And I mean, humans, we are inherently habitual creatures, and we will always take the path of least resistance if we can, right?
Exactly. Especially as we're saying, like, you see it on TV, you hear it on the news. There's some big chains that are supporting a lot of company. I mean, a lot of fitness sort of stuff, like school things. So their takeaway shops are always in kids' faces. And with that, there's no healthy options that are coming out as much as refined and as deep fried sort of stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's really destroying people's lives. Like, there's so many illnesses and so many things that can be reversed with just eating right.
Yeah. I think this is a really, really powerful thing to say. Like, if we do eat and if we do move, then a lot of the things that we experience in life become easier, become more pleasurable. We've got more energy. Yeah. We sleep better. Yeah. All of this stuff. So.
No, exactly.
And with community fitness and with getting people in your community out and about, you know, you're building those social connections, which helps so much. So,
no, exactly. Well, we've got two families that continuously come, but now that school break, they're bringing their kids in, and the kids are actually one of one of the ladies actually said that their son woke her up in the morning because she was almost going to be late to boot camp, that he wanted to do it. And she said that he was a sort of console jockey. He'd get up in the morning and first thing he'd do is turn the TV on and sit there all day playing games.
Yeah.
Now he's waking her up to get down to boot camp sort of thing. So things like that, that makes everything worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, imagine having a business where you actually make fitness and movement that fun and that accessible, where you have a child who would otherwise be sitting like on Minecraft getting up and moving his butt and getting out there and getting some vitamin D and some fresh air and dragging his family along too. That's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like it doesn't take them long. It's literally like we do like 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how long we chat for.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 6:30 in the morning, that little spark of fitness propels them through the rest of the day and they don't actually feel like being sedentary all the time.
And it is. It's a chain reaction. You know, the more you look after your body, the more you want to, because there are so many fantastic side effects of a healthy lifestyle. So. Exactly. I think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And especially like I've been looking at the movement that you guys are doing and it's bloody fantastic. It's virtually parallel to what we're doing. But, it's pretty much is parallel because it's about eating and nutrition and moving and loving yourself, whatever goals or whatever body shape that you are, whatever body shape you want.
That's it. And I think, you know, I really – on your website, I really enjoyed the fact that you have people, just normal people. So you don't have your airbrush fitness models. You just have regular folks sitting there, getting out there, having a good old time. And this is what exercise and movement should be about. Not all of us are going to be fitness models. Not all of us are going to be Olympic athletes, unfortunately. But we can all get out there in the community. We can get our sweat on. We can, you know, make new friends and enjoy ourselves. So.
Now, that's the thing that annoys me so much. But it's been around for years and it's that whole stereotypical sex sells sort of thing. And it's another thing that's demeaning to everyone. Like guys supposed to have that chiseled ab look and a big muscles and stuff like that. And then women are supposed to be small, petite with big bottoms and big upper body sort of thing. But it's unnatural.
Absolutely. And unachievable for most of us.
Yeah,
for 98% of us, it's absolutely unachievable.
Exactly. Because a lot of those fitness people, a lot of those models, either one, spent a lot of money on it, themselves, totally plastic, or they've started at a really young age and they've spent 20, 30 years in the gym and eating and micromanaging all their food.
It's their career.
If you're like a single mum with 3 or 4 kids, you can't do that.
Nah.
There's no way.
Well, I wouldn't like to say there's no way. I think that, you know, a lot of us do find a way if that is our 100% goal. But for the vast majority of us, it's absolutely unachievable. And 98% of us will never look like that. But 100% of us will benefit from working out, getting our sweat on, eating healthier foods.
Totally. Even just a small change, well, that's what we're saying with the 20% fitness. Is if you increase your fitness level or your movement level by minimum 20%, you're going to see changes.
Absolutely. You can't not. Even if you do nothing else, you can't not see changes or feel changes, I think is.
Yeah, exactly. That's usually more important than what I say to people. Say, look, don't worry about your scale so much. Look about your clothes. Are your clothes a bit more baggier? Are you looking at that dress that you hadn't fitted in since back when before you had bubs or before you were married sort of thing? And then people go, yeah, I actually tried it on the other day and it's got past my butt sort of thing, so I'm almost up to the point where I can wear that dress.
Yeah.
And things like that actually help people motivate to live a healthy, active lifestyle.
And this is just it. I mean, I'm a huge fan of finding other metrics to measure your success. So be it your clothes, be it how you're sleeping, how much energy you have, whether or not you can chase your kids around the park and not feel like you're going to keel over with them.
I feel like your chest is about to burst out.
And this this is it. And that is for everybody. Like, there is something in the fitness game that's accessible for virtually everybody, one way or another. So
Exactly.
So yes. All right. So cool. You know you've got a heap of stuff going on. We were chatting earlier before we started recording about how a lot of the guys in your area tend to already be comfortable in the gym and they think they know it all, and you tend to get a lot of women coming through your clubs. What's going on with these men? What's happening there?
Pretty much with the guys, it is a very ego sort of thing. It's a lot for a guy to actually admit that we've got something wrong. It's put through a lot from even back from when we're kids, like, you know, boys, you just toughen up sort of thing. You move on with things like that. But these days, guys are looking at other guys as well and going, oh, geez, you're so fit. But they don't have the motivation to do anything about it. Or they go to the other extreme where they follow some other fitness model on YouTube, do a couple of push-ups, and then they think that they're all buff and tough.
Yep.
Sort of thing. So they're not actually looking at what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah. So this seems to be a real problem. Like, there's like this message that we say to boys, and you're right, like the machoism and the, you know, the boys don't cry. And yeah, like, if you're not buff and shredded, then you're not valuable as a guy, right?
No, exactly. And so that's where a lot of guys, we turn around and go, okay, well, I'm fine with the way I look, which is great. That's what we want to promote. But then deep down, they're actually seething and they're really going, I wish I could do something about it. I wish someone will give me a chance and try something. But it's their own ego that they've got to go, yes, I do need some help. I would like.
So, okay, all right, so I hate using the term dad bods because I think it's really minimizing, but for all of the guys out there who've got a little bit of extra weight that they're carrying and maybe don't know where to start, what would you suggest? How do they reach out for help?
Just talk to their close mates and just bring up the conversation of how do you feel sort of thing, because for me personally, it is a lot about how you feel about yourself. If you don't feel happy with your body, there are heaps of things to do. You can go do a boot camp, and hey, there is a lot of women down there. the thing is everyone's in the same boat. Like, I was mid-20s and I thought I was fine until, as I was saying before, resting a beer on my belly, and then Not getting too far off track, there will be a stage in most guys' life, it'll pretty much be like a fork in the road where they can either sit back and do whatever they've been doing past 20-odd years, or they can get up and do something.
And this is it. Like,
Sometimes it's unfortunately, sometimes it's when something medical happens or something crashes and kicks them in the virtual butt, so to say, to go and do something about it.
And we only have one body.
Exactly.
We need to drag it. Well, we need to get it all the way to the end, and it would be much more fun for all of us and much more fulfilling for all of us if we have energy and health and vitality and longevity. And I mean...
No, exactly. Especially as you're saying, like, to keep up with the kids. Like, I know guys that they'd rather see the kids run around the backyard instead of going out and helping them, because they know that if they run around the backyard, they're going to be exhausted and it's going to look bad on them to their kids. So they just let the kids go and run.
Which is such a shame.
It's totally. It's really bad because, in a way, it's, to be blunt, it's where the snowball starts. The kids see the dad sitting down doing nothing. So then later on they go, okay, I'm going to sit down and be just like my dad or my mom sort of thing and do nothing. And that's when it snowballs.
Absolutely. So we can change all of this. Like, as fitness professionals and as advocates for health and healthy bodies, you know, you've got Ultimate You, which is an amazing group fitness program where you're bringing your community together. You're teaching them to eat well. You're teaching them to move their bodies. And you're building connections and friendships, which, you know, that's what life is about, right?
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Heath.
And I would love to plant the seed and plant the idea that, you know, if you're a mum going to boot camp or if you're a woman going to boot camp, bring the hubby down too, or bring the partner down as well.
Exactly. Well, one of my big male clients, one of my first PT clients, he was just in the gym and I could see him struggling sort of thing in the gym and not quite knowing what to do. It was a gym that was really quiet, didn't have too many people, so that's why he loved it, because he could sneak in, touch some weights and sneak back out before anyone noticed him.
Yeah.
But then started having a chat to him and found out that he really desired to be one of those WWE wrestlers. And then later on, like, he's doing really well, like, for his goals. But then he told me that his partner has got cerebral palsy and she doesn't have the motivation, but she's got the motivation, but not the willpower to come into the gym because of her current situation. But now we've taken her on as a client and really helping her like that. But if it wasn't for him actually coming out and realizing he wanted to reach his goals, he'd still be doing whatever he was doing before.
And I think you've touched on something that's really important in the fitness industry and really important for a lot of people, like being able to sneak into the gym, do your weights and sneak out before someone sees you.
Yeah.
And there's this stigma of the weights room where we're all concerned a little bit, I mean, even if you've been in there for years, about what other people think of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we really need to break open, because the weights room shouldn't be a terrifying place. It should be somewhere that's accessible for everyone. You know, the gym should be, it should be welcoming, and the whole fitness game should be welcoming. And that's what boot camp should be as well. Like accessible and available for everyone, whether you're a beginner or, you know, a seasoned pro at doing burpees or whatever it is. Because go on.
Sorry. But that's where, as you're saying, us fitness professionals need to reiterate to people that if you touch weights, you're not going to turn into the Hulk overnight.
Nah. Well, and you're not going to turn into stone either. It's totally okay to go into the weights room and give things a red hot go. With the caveat, please consult a trainer and get someone to help you so you don't hurt yourself.
Definitely. There was this moment at one of the gyms I was working at where this elderly guy, he was like probably about 60, 70 sort of thing. He'd come in and he'd run. And that's pretty much all he'd do on the treadmill. Come in for a half an hour, have a break, go back home for a half an hour. And there was this one time this old gentleman didn't come in, and this guy was pretty buff, done CrossFit and stuff like that, trained all the time, came in. He goes, "Oh, where's the old guy?" And I said, "Oh, I think he's just taking a day off sort of thing." He goes, "Oh, I've been watching him all the time. I've never done cardio, but now I'm interested in doing cardio, because if this guy can come in and run for half an hour," he goes, "I run for 5 minutes and I'm exhausted." He actually wanted to come in and shake the guy's hand and say what a great job he's doing, because he's like three times this guy's age and he's doing three times the amount of what he's doing.
And this is just it. Like, age is no barrier. It just isn't.
No, the main thing is it's not what you do. It's what people see. Not really like that. It's, you don't know who's watching you.
Yeah.
So you could be inspiring anyone. You could be struggling your butt off first time ever in a gym, but you never know that there could be someone else exactly the same situation is watching you and getting inspired by you being there.
That's it. Absolutely. And I guess, you know, if you frame it that way and if you look at yourself as being, you know, someone's potential inspiration and someone's reason for keeping on going, then that's a really positive way to look at it, because I think there's so much fear associated with fitness. And, you know, as fitness professionals, we really need to break that down and, like, kick that out the door, because there's no place for it. We all need to move more. We can all benefit from moving more.
Yeah, nothing bad about moving.
No. Alrighty. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot now. as you grab a glass of water. We're going to go with three quick tips. So if we can leave the listeners with three quick tips that they can use to get started with fitness or nutrition or, you know, being an inspiration in their gym, what can we offer them?
First big tip that I always say to people is, especially nutrition-wise, stay away from things that says fat reduced, salt reduced, 99% fat-free, because once they take something out, they've got to put something back in. And mm-hmm. it's usually either chemical-based or it's sodium, which puts more water retention on your body. So those they're just big hypes, pretty much. They're gimmicks. Go back to your... Not paleo eating, but go back to eat fresh, raw sort of stuff.
I'm down with that. Like more fruits and vegetables. Yep, exactly. Fresh food, always beneficial.
Yeah, exactly. What I usually say is eat the rainbow, but not Skittles. There's color on your plate if you can get. Second one is water.
Yep.
Have more water. Even when you work out, when you sweat and stuff like that, really increase your water. Not enough people drink enough water, I personally think. That can lead to heaps of things like dehydration. Even your skin starts drying out and looks a bit yucky and stuff like that. Third one with fitness, the best thing, you'll see a lot of fitness things on the TV, like if you catch a bus to work, stop off at a station before and walk.
Yeah.
Pretty much increase whatever you're doing physically now by 20%. So it's walk your kids to school or go to the park for half an hour.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the same 24 hours in their life. Most people work, some people got families and stuff like that, but if you can't find it the time, wake up half an hour earlier.
Yeah.
It's not that it might be hard at the start, but if you have that motivation and that drive to become a bit more active and healthier and active and stuff like that, then you're going to find that time.
I think it's, you know, the little things, they do add up. The getting off the bus stop a little bit earlier, parking at the other end of the car park at the shopping centre, taking the stairs instead of the lift.
Exactly.
You know, add them up in a day, you've got your 20% really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, I see heaps of people parking, especially big shopping centres, they'll park close to where the shop that they want to go to, like Kmart or something like that.
Yeah.
But a good way to do it is park at the other car park.
Yeah.
So you have to walk to the other side of the shopping centre and back.
And for goodness sakes, wear your comfy shoes.
Yes, no high heels in the shopping centre.
So, yeah, that's it.
The three big tips that I'll tell everyone is, no processed food, eat the rainbow pretty much, and drink more water, and, just 20% more movement in everything.
I think they're fantastic steps, and I think, 100% of us could benefit from all of that, so...
Yeah, exactly, totally. Even just with those three things, you will notice a difference.
Look, you're awesome, Luke. You're doing amazing things.
Thank you very much. So, guys, it's awesome talking to you, and, the movement that you guys are doing is awesome. It's out of this world.
Thank you so much. We always love hearing that. So, alrighty. So, thank you so much for coming on the Pergadoxy podcast. I think you've given us some really valuable tips. I am super excited about what Ultimate U is doing up in sunny Queensland. And I hope to see your smiling face more around the web and definitely around Australia. So,
definitely. We're going to be doing online training soon, and it's going to have couple of Zoom conferences and stuff like that. So we're going to help with technique, just online challenges and stuff like that. So you'll see a lot more of us online.
Awesome. And so just finally, how can people get in touch with you, Luke?
So pretty much on Facebook, on Ultimate U Health and Fitness, and our website just ultimateu.com.
That's ultimate, spelled ultimate with an 8 and a U as in the letter U. So. Awesome. Super grateful, Luke.
Thank you so much. Yes, this has been such an awesome chance to have a chat to people and, spread the word for become a healthy and active person.
Absolutely. Fantastic.